Moondance, Van Morrison, here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD, here when you need us. You're always here, Auntie.
I know, but I like it. There's no place I'd rather be, and I'm going to say that out
you
loud.
You are so good at this.
I know. You know, I wanted to be an actress when I was younger, so I'm good.
Yeah. Been practicing all 18 years of your life.
Exactly.
We have Mr. JB and John here from Second Chance of Northwest Florida in the studio with us. We're talking about what the Second Chance does, along with an event that is helping to continue funding the support that they provide. So if I'm a person in the community and I have a family member that needs this sort of assistance, how do I get that help?
Facebook, Second Chance of Northwest Florida. Our website is secondchancenwfl.org, which is a little harder to figure out, but it usually pops up on the Google. Our phone number, call us. Just call us, 850-769-7779.
And just give y'all a call and say, hey, this is my situation.
Yeah, we are folks. We've got a great staff. Executive Director John Cupp, Ellen and Norma, they'll figure it out. If we can help you, we'll get somebody to you. And if we can't help you, we'll probably still get somebody to you and find somebody that can help you.
Mm-hmm. And this is a community-supported endeavor with the Second Chance.
We will take, in theory, we're supposed to take $50 a month from each member. It's a sliding scale. We don't turn anybody away for anything, which is why we do the skeet shoot, the Sporting Clays tournament, the Blessing of the Fleet, and the Burning of the Socks in the spring. So we got to go out and make it.
Mm-hmm. So the event coming up this Friday, I got that right this time. This Friday is the second...
Trying to give you an extra day off is what we're trying to do here.
Oh, I wish. Yeah. The second annual Sporting Clays tournament, October 18th, which is... What's that?
It starts at 8:30 with registration, safety briefing at 8 o'clock with registration, safety briefing at 8:30. We'll start shooting at 9, and have lunch around noonish with Ira Olympia truck. It is set up just like a golf tournament. There's 18 stations. You shoot, you move to the next station, you move to the next station. It's a great setup out there. It's really well thought out and just beautiful. It's immaculate, and It's you know, pretend like you're taking off to play golf for Friday morning, start a long weekend.
And that's out at the Bay County Shooting Range on Steelfield Road, out on the beach.
That's correct, right up 79 there. The actual address is 10900 Steelfield. It's right before you get to the dump.
Mm-hmm. Perfect location.
Perfect. It really is.
It's a nice facility out there.
It is, and that's the place you want it.
Yeah.
Right there.
Not only is there's a cost per shooter, there's $100 per shooter.
$100 per shooter. If you buy a team or a sponsorship, we start those at $500 with everybody gets lunch. If you do a sponsorship, you also get to sponsor a sign on a hole, just like, again, a golf tournament. You can buy multiples of those if you like, or you could just come out and shoot. Just come out and throw us $100, register beforehand. You can walk up if you want to. We'll absolutely take that. We're not going to cut off anybody.
So this is another endeavor to raise funds to keep the lights on for the people in need. But how else have you been bringing in funds?
Besides the sponsors we've already talked about for this, mm-hmm. and one of the reasons we talk about the sponsors isn't just to give them a shout out, but also to tell everybody else that hasn't jumped on board with us, hey, this is what the cool kids are doing. You need to be with us and come do this if you want to be cool. But we get a lot of support from Health South. We haven't talked about them yet. The Bay Health Foundation gives us money every time they give out money. The St. Joe Foundation with April Wilkes is unbelievable, and they're great to us. And Gulf Power. Gulf Power has been a longstanding sponsor, and they're very faithful as well. And don't forget, again, I got to say it again, because the volunteers, the warm bodies from Tyndall Federal and other places, even with money, you can't get along without warm bodies. You got to have some people there, and they are terrific. And also, I think we're going to get something from Howell Tackle that's going to be a probably one of the prizes, you know. We're going to have a prize for the worst shooter as well as the best shooter. And my brilliant wife pointed out that if you can't shoot, you better learn how to fish.
That truer than you know.
Yes, yes, very, because I can't do either very well.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for coming on, and thank you for the work that y'all help make happen. These two gentlemen, JB and John from the Second Chance of Northwest Florida, thank you for coming on. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be back for our Vitamin B all here on The Mix.